Blog Talk Radio.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, toy named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big dope, stealing money, he was getting some coin. Was in shootouts with the law, but he lived in a palace. Both bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. Gun in my purse, bitch, I came just to kill.
Ready for you today. But first, I'm going to kick it back to my favorite co-host, Seth. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And we have a very exciting show, but before we can kick that off, I got to bring the mood down a teensy bit. then don't worry, we're going to bring them right back up. Alright. 13 years ago today, a massacre happened in this country. It was very controversial for the fact that as following stories progressed, we didn't quite know exactly who to blame. And whether you believe a terrorist organization in the Middle East caused this and was responsible, a presidential administration was responsible, some secret society was responsible, or whatever you believe what was responsible, the fact of the matter is these locations that were attacked were, besides for being popular government locations, were also popular tourist attractions, and many innocent lives were lost. So before we kick this off, I just want to take a brief moment of silence. I'm going to mute our mics so you hear dead silence for about 30 seconds, and then we're going to go back to the show. I hope you all had time within that brief moment of silence to reflect back on that time. We originally intended to have this on a Tuesday, and as you know, Tuesdays are trending Tuesdays. Later on in the show, we will be doing, and I'm so excited to say this, our second annual VMA wrap-up show, where we'll talk about the performances, the awards that were given, just give our opinions on just how the show went out, and maybe even do some comparisons to shows of the past. I wanted to start out with some trends. There are two tragic deaths that have happened within the last few weeks within the industry, and both of them came from people who brought us great joy and laughter. And of course, I'm talking about the death of Robin Williams and the death of Joan Rivers. Growing up, Hook was, I was a Peter Pan fan, and Hook was one of my favorite movies. What about you, Diamond?
I actually love the movie that he started in, Hellfire.
Yes, and that brings up an interesting point, too. Right before his tragic death, there were talks about a greenlit project for a Mrs. Doubtfire sequel. And with Robin Williams' sudden passing, where does this leave this sequel for this much-beloved movie?
Yeah, like, he was one of my favorite actors. You know, Mrs. Doubtfire was a classic movie, and I will forever love it. And I was shocked to hear that, you know, he has just passed away, but he has such talent. He is so talented in many departments.
I remember actually finding out about his death like a day after it happened, and how I found out was I was going to check on a the views for a current episode of my YouTube show, Radio MSFP, and I loaded the YouTube app, and the first thing that I see that popped up was something from Q's News, where they talk about artists saluting the late Robin Williams, and it caught me. I had to click on it, and it caught me by complete surprise, and I'm still in shock about it. How was it when you first heard about this? Diamond?
Hello?
Do you remember what you felt when you first heard the news about Robin Williams?
I mean, I was watching, when I first heard about it, I was watching the BET Awards. The MTV Award, and they happened to announce it, and then I was shocked, very shocked at that moment to believe it, you know, because I had watched so many movies of his, and on that movie versus Doubtfire, when he was trying out for cartoons, and he was playing with his kids, I just love his work, you know. He's a very... He will be missed.
Yeah, I still on my DVR. And it wasn't even that popular of a show, but I still have one episode left on my DVR, and I can't bring myself to delete it of his last television show, The Crazy Ones, with Sarah Michelle Gellar, and I see it on there, and I can't bring myself to delete it, especially after this is like, it was a recent body of work that he had, and
it was just tragic to hear it, you know, and it was like right towards the end of the summer, you know, and especially how holidays are coming up, so it's crazy. The timing of his death is really crazy. It's really unexpected, you know. But
all right, and then I felt and I mean just in Hollywood in general, his death. I mean I didn't even go over this. There was the director. Paul Mazursky, who also worked with Robin Williams' death, and I mean, I have actually a familial connection. He's like a fourth cousin of mine, and then we also recently also lost Joan Rivers, you know, and I think the way that the best way we can honor her I'm going to get back to that in a second. First, since this is a Thursday, it's supposed to be it, and Thursdays are usually our throwback Thursdays, he Astro with his Jump Rump Shaker medley as performed on X Factor USA season.
Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, 1. Don't try to compare me to a modern day MC. I'm the kid proofing that rhyme pays. I'm like iced tea. I make them bob heads every time I kick a flow. inside my hands and haters wanting me to lose, but that ain't in my future pleasure. I'll be hitting them so hard with the flow, I'ma leave alone. If I don't do nothing else in my show, I definitely make you wanna jump, jump, ass show, we'll make you jump, jump.
Yeah. By my side, if it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and feel a nigga cap, you chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap, cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to take friends and feeling me? In the bed, if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like. I know you like that.
Girl, if you need to love me now, would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? You think you'd love me now? Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, you think you'd love me now? Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, you think you'd love me now? Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still
me in a barrel? Could you love me on a bus? I like 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a Bentley? Could you love me on a bus? I like 21 questions, and they all about us.
On fire, on the cover dressed as me. conversation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But still I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Beneath my shit for free.
Why by the count? Why by the count? Why by the count? Get the lunchie for free.
It's so funny how you see me with another dude. You don't know how to act, you acting like a fool. Hey,
what?
You better ask him to dance. I said you better ask him to dance. Ask him to dance.
Oh,
one more sucker in this place coming up behind me. Put his hands in my waist. Hey, you better ask him to dance. I said you better ask him to dance. You see these round hips, you see the say. Huh? He gonna come up on that.
Next to block, so baby, get your up. I
need an extra block. I told her through the speed limit and no extra stop. And that's why
brother boo got that vision, baby. Number one hustler getting money. Why you wanna count my money? I'm a hustler, don't need there one of y'all.
Big money easy, white, white beetle underneath it. How do I feel? I feel undefeated. Snap my fingers, disappear from the precinct, yeah. I'm ballin', we ball out. Ball till we fall until the ball bounce. A dollhouse, damn, damn. But I thought you was tough, so we carry on our next call it cut, so we powers on the set that they come from. We no magic term. We first when we ride, you in the hearse when you ride. I put my shoe down, baby, and I'm holding down the young moolah, baby.
I'm in the habit of fake, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you what you did to me. Tell the truth, don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know what I gotta do. It's a beast in my heart, just when I'm with you. But I still don't.
When the flow is loco, young B and the ROC. Uh-oh, OG, big homie, the one and only. Sick bony, but the pockets is fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I sling, though, if anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a dream, bro, wreck. Crazy, bring your whole set. Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure them out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm since killer. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been realer, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since the major change over the platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Boy Radio Live with your boy T-Pain. We love rap music. Listen, we got a caller on line one. Caller, what's your problem?
Hello. I'm on the radio with T-Pain.
How's it going?
Ain't going good. My girl ain't doing a thing she used to do at all.
I got just what you need. Brand new Chris Brown, T-Pain. You heard it here first. Nappy Boy Radio. We love you.
it.
Let's
yeah.
go. Nappy boy.
Ayy.
And pretty boy.
Ayy.
Nappy boy.
Ayy.
And pretty boy.
I got a sick reputation for handling brawls. All I need is me a few seconds and more than if I rap. Tell the lady bring my lap and I ain't coming back, so you can put a car right there. I'm the truth and I ain't got nothing to prove, and you can ask anybody cause they seen me do it. Barricades, I run right through them, used to them. Throw all the dirt you want, no you don't. Still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. Bone her back, picking out a basket of fruit.
I love you, bro.
Yeah, freaking Petey love you too. You know how I do.
Recently was the VMAs. We're going to discuss that more in depth tomorrow too. Next up, we got, but we still have a surprise for you. Next up, we have Notorious B.I.G. with Mo Money, Mo Crumbs, followed by an archive interview with Ben J.
Tell me who flop, who pop the blue drop, who do drop top, who rolls the booty down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mates, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop, try, see my name on a blimp. Guarantee me yourself, full of love or luck. You don't believe in all the world, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. They didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no kid be, hold me down, cooler. School me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like booty. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. Yeah, there go me, there go your cutie.
Thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? In a team much stronger than yours. Valet me, this could be your day. We don't play, mess around, be on your way. Cause it ain't enough time here, ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. There were many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square.
All eyes on
me like I'm the incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My triple nap grind, that whole bin split. Acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing like a chef. My verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the booking.
Yeah, Matt Franco, a.k.a. Big Stacks. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP, does that look you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey. It's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, shaking that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you less experience, you'll never go past the agitation. I'll baby wait in the back, I'll make you come so hard. You like, ooh yeah, thanks, skipper. You real bad, thanks, skipper. You real bad.
Got him on this one.
Hello and welcome to the show that's got him looking. That's right, you're listening to Big Stats Idle Hour. And I'm your host, Matt Big Stats Frankel. And that was a song by my group, the MSFP crew, Got Him Looking. We got a great show for you. We're going to be talking with Ben J. She's going to be joining us. If you go to the description at blogtalkradio.com/MatthewFrankel, you can check out some of her links. And we're going to be talking to her more in a second, in a few minutes. But first, here's Astro. As heard on X Factor USA Season 1 with his Jump Rump Shaker Medley.
Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4, check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, check, baby, check, baby, 1, don't try to compare me to a modern day MC, I'm the kid proofing that Brown Pays, I'm like Ice T, I make a pop heads every time I kick a flow, all you gotta do is give me the mic and I'm ready to go, they call me Stro if you didn't know, they told me that I should have been a piece of it because I'm about my dough, the new generation of rap is kinda whack, so right about now, I'm taking it, taking it, taking it back. 24/7 won't stop till they label me a legend. And no matter how much they hate, they can't touch this. I always keep the crowd jumping. Jump, jump, Astro will make you jump, jump. The X Factor make you jump, jump. Brooklyn will make you jump, jump. Jump, jump. Astro will make you jump, jump. The X Factor make you jump, jump. Hip hop will make you jump. Everybody's tight and everybody's chilling. I'm always spitting like I got a tooth filling. I got a feeling I'm a winning competition and it's easy cause I'm saving the game for 5 million. For BK, but I'm known worldwide. And I'm winning cause I got Ellie Reed on my side. Swag to the maximum, ain't nothing free. So I kick the freestyle, but I'm taxing them. Young and in the game, I got the game inside my hands. And haters wanting me to lose, but that ain't in my future plans. And I be hitting them so hard with the flow, I'ma leave them alone. If I don't do nothing else in my show, I definitely make you wanna jump, jump. We'll make you jump, jump. The X Factor makes you jump, jump.
Hello?
I'm Big Sad Title Hour. How you doing?
Hello?
Benji, hello? Can you hear us?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Big Sad. You're live on Big Sad Title Hour. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? You got me off guard a little bit.
All right, so let's go into your background a bit. What, growing up, really got you into music and really
got me started? Michael Jackson. I mean, that's it. Pretty much. I was a church girl, so, you know, I was raised really young, singing in church right off, but it was when I saw Thriller for the very first time is when I knew I wanted to do music, definitely. Michael Jackson, that's where I got started.
Well, as a radio host that also does music, I can definitely relate to that one. While we're on the subject of Michael Jackson, just as things that have occurred recently in pop culture, did you see the Billboard Music Awards, and what did you think about the Michael Jackson performance?
No, this sounds weird because it's been forever, but when the new album came out, I still haven't heard it. I heard a clip of one song. Because I'm just kind of trying to emotionally get ready for it. A friend of mine DVR'd it, so it's actually recorded for me on when I'm ready to go check it out. I heard it was a little bit creepy because they did some hologram stuff, but at the same time, I heard that it was emotional and brought a lot of fans, a lot of people to tears. So I'm just like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. But it is something that I'm going to check out pretty soon.
It definitely felt like stepping back in time and actually seeing him perform live. So
that's really strange right now. Being that I feel like I'm still getting over the fact that he's not here anymore. I'm a huge fan. So, it'd be a lot to see that. So I'm going to slide into it first off by getting the new record. And then once I get used to that and, you know, it's like new music, and he's not here anymore, which is bizarre in itself. I'll turn around and watch the award show. So.
I mean, in my opinion, it seems like one of the best post, you know, him passing away. One of the best Michael Jackson performances.
You think so?
They really did a really good job of capturing his essence, in my opinion.
Oh, wow, great. Yeah, that's something to look forward to. It definitely had supposed to be over the top, being that if you're going to bring Michael Jackson back from the dead, it's got to be huge. So I've been hearing a lot of good feedback about it. And, of course, some strange feedback about it. You know, some people feeling really weird about it. But, I mean, people felt weird about Mike when he was alive. So, kind of still goes with it, the whole territory. So, that's really cool. Really cool. I can't wait to see it.
Right. Tell us about this track, Didn't Know.
Oh, wow. Didn't Know. I wrote the song going through an experience. I typically write songs that are life experiences. They may be my experiences or things that I observe. But the song pretty much is about letting someone go before they actually sort of like giving up on the caterpillar before it becomes a butterfly. You know, it's sort of walking out on someone who makes plans to be different and to fix issues and to be a better person for themselves and for the people around them, and being a person that just steps away right before they become what they're supposed to be. So that's the gist of the song.
right, let's get a listen to it. Here is Ben J with Didn't Know.
Awesome.
Somebody, anybody, speak up, what's real to me? Somebody, anybody, try to explain to me. It seems so difficult. Somebody, anybody, break it on down for me. Somebody, anybody, make it make sense to me. I'm just not in the boat. I just don't know, but it seemed to me you downright made it hard. Don't know, but he played his card. Any other day I would expect a change, but I just didn't know. In turn you had turned my page. You were sitting on top of your problems. You were sitting on top of your pain. You were trying to get a grip on that ego. You were trying to make a change. Why didn't somebody open my eyes for me? Why didn't anybody take the time for me? Well, I didn't know change was coming. Oh, I may have felt different if I knew what it was in store. I would have gave some more, you know what I'm asking for. See a difference. I didn't know you were sitting. Don't know, but it seemed to me downright made it hard. I don't know how, but he played his card. Any other day I would expect the change, but I just didn't know. In turn you had turned my page. You were sitting on top of your problem. You were sitting on top of your pain. I didn't know if you were sitting. You were trying to get a grip on that ego. You were trying to make a change. Oh, you know it seems so ridiculous to me. It never clicked how spectacular you look. Sitting on top of your problems. You were sitting on top of your pain. Oh, I didn't know you were sitting. You were trying to get a grip on that ego. You were trying to make a change.
And that was Didn't Know. That was a great track. Tell us about a little bit more about making this a track in the studio. Who produced it? And
initially the track was brought to me. It actually wasn't a track. It was just chords that I was working with an awesome guitar player out of Tulsa. His name is, we refer to him as Soup Bone. His name is David Thomas. Dave Thomas, like the Wendy's guy, but he is just a brilliant songwriter and arranger, guitar player. He's done some serious stuff, and he came up with a chord progression and said, Brenda, I totally thought of you. What do you think of it? And so we just sat after a rehearsal, and, I just sort of wrote to it, and then we brought our keyboard player in. It was sort of, we were just sort of set up anyway after rehearsal, and everyone just sort of added what they were going to add to it, and we played it live a couple times to kind of see how people enjoyed it and liked it, and we got really good feedback, so we decided to record it, and so it'll be on the album Power Source coming out in July this year, so we're really excited about that one.
All right. Now, in the description section, which I stated earlier before I called you, that I posted some of your links in the description section for this episode, which can be found at blogtalkradio.com/Matthew Frankel. I noticed You're on Reverb Nation, Facebook, and Twitter, but I also noticed an additional Facebook page and a page with sonicbids.com. Tell me about what this project Benjay and the All-Stars is.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Braden All-Stars, we actually were a band. Like, I used the same guys all the time. We wrote together, we played together about 4 to 5 years. So they're on this record a lot. It's not all of the stuff that we've done, but that's the gist of Brinjay and the All-Stars. It actually was a band. I decided to keep the Facebook page up, one, because we had so much attention to it. And then, two, also, now that I'm a solo artist, I sort of work with a pool of musicians. I sort of build a band around a gig. Sometimes I do a double acoustic gig, or it'll be two acoustic guitars and a bass guitar and congos, or, you know, a full standard, you know, two electric guitars, keyboards, bass, you know, drums, the whole thing. So pretty much when you see the All-Stars, that means me plus a group of awesome musicians that are playing live. So it could be sort of any dynamic of any of that. So that's typically what that is.
All right. Another question I've been asking a lot of the artists who come on here. A lot
sure.
of times artists will be fans of other artists that their fans wouldn't necessarily get why. So my question to you is this. Do you have this one, or possibly a group, an artist that's out there that your fans might be surprised to know that you listen to?
Oh, wow. Very interesting. Yeah, I love Dio a lot, Ronnie James Dio, a lot of the old stuff. And I also, what else do I like that would be different? I mean, I've never really been the type of person that just sticks with one genre of music, and I think that comes out of music, you know, that I create. But, man, I mean Motown would kind of be expected, but... I really love Dio. I like the heavier stuff. And there's an artist that is sort of underground. He goes by the name of Gavin Castleton. People who know him will be surprised that I listen to Gavin. Gavin is a really, really cool dude. His music, he tells stories through his albums. His albums, I mean, they're very theatrical. And then he has completely different styles. One minute he's kind of a pop guy with auto-tune, and then the next minute he's playing piano and he's, you know, he's an amazing guy. I also really adore James Blake. I think people would be shocked that I like James Blake. And let me see, who else is there? Little Dragon, really like the electronic soul of Little Dragon. So, yeah, I think those would be different. People wouldn't think that I'd listen to that.
And it sounds like you've done a lot of performing. Were there any performances you had interesting run-ins with people or met anyone interesting?
Any performances that I've met anyone interesting? Let's see. I've got the privilege to meet Chaka Khan. I thought that was pretty awesome. Brian McKnight, I got a opportunity to be able to open up for him. So that was really cool. I spent some time in Atlanta, Georgia, and I lived out there for a while. I met some really cool people. Neo, who is an awesome guy, amazing singer and songwriter. He reminds me a lot of Michael Jackson. He does like Michael Jackson a lot also. I met some interesting people through the years. It's been really cool. I've met Ludacris, and he's a cool dude. Met Lil Wayne once in Atlanta. So, yeah.
Alright, tell me about
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Tell me about this track you got, Searching.
Searching. Yeah, Searching is an awesome track. Pretty much represents everybody and anybody who is, like, wondering about the universe, wondering if there's something out there more than just us, wondering sort of it was written from a extremely spacey, open place. So a lot of people have a different meanings on what it means to them, and I definitely like, this is a song that I like to leave open for the listener to sort of decide for themselves what they get out of it.
All right, let's listen to it. Here it is, Brendan J. with Searching.
Awesome, thank you.
Break this cycle, can't break from this cage. So beyond a heartbreak, beyond the pain, what's the gain from this rain? Hurt by another, this pain's under cover. From inside my own eye, it's hard to recognize, it's coincide. I'm dead inside, life seems so empty, don't know what this means. Simply all in my head. Does it really mean that I can't be free? No, 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 no. No, so far away, not even guaranteed to stay. Don't we wish and time for me to live another day? I gotta get this out of my mind. I realize it's time. The glass is looking like life is moving so fast. Can I catch it? Can I reach it? Searching outside, trying to find what's inside. I know there.
That was Searching by Ben Jay.
Jay.
Another amazing track. In the start of it, it kind of reminded me like of those classic Mary J. Blige songs, and then
and then it goes somewhere else.
You get that crazy like rock guitar solo in there. It's quite an amazing track.
Thanks.
Who was that did the guitar solo in there?
That is the amazing Soup Bones, who I was talking to you about before. He's incredible. Like he'll do that, and then he'll come and do a whole different style. I mean, he's just amazing. He's amazing. He's an amazing guitar player. Definitely. We're working on it's pretty much straight rock on this one. It's pretty heavy. We're working on a brand new track together, so this would be cool.
All right. Do you have any plans to make any music videos, maybe post them on YouTube or something, any of these songs?
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of listeners watch Tim and Eric. It's a show he's come on, but it's really hilarious, really dry 80s comedy. But there's a music video that I did with Badland Productions. I have a remix of Stevie Wonder's song Superstition, and we mixed Crazy Train on it, so it's like a heavy rock version of a soul song. And we ended up shooting a video to it on green screen, so I get to play all five members of my band, which is really funny. And then also there are some live videos on YouTube also. So, of course, the YouTube is just / Brand J. And anyone can check those out.
That definitely looks like something that'd be worth checking out. So, vocally, just... when it comes to picking up sounds, I know how, like I mentioned earlier, how that song kind of, I thought of classic Mary J. Blige. Who are some of the other artists you listen to try to pick up sounds that are, I know you mentioned Michael Jackson earlier, but a lot of times as artists, we'll have several different artists that we listen to and we'll be like, "Ooh, I like what they did there. I want to try something like that with that person that there." So who are some of the people that you listen to?
Vocally, I've always watched more of entertainers growing up and, actually listening more to people who just sing. That's something that I picked up later on in life, definitely. But somebody that I really enjoy is Janelle Monáe. She has an awesome voice, and not only is her voice amazing, but she's a phenomenal entertainer. So that, she got my attention from her entertaining, and then I started, looking on YouTube and, learning about her, and her voice is phenomenal. I also love Jill Scott, Angie Stone, a lot of soul singers. Because I have a soul background, of course, gospel background. So something that I really look for, music, Soul Child is another one vocally that's really awesome. There's just so many great vocalists.
All right, and you were mentioning that you definitely grew up in the church doing gospel and stuff. How has that impacted your music, do you feel?
Oh, greatly. I wouldn't consider myself to be a gospel artist whatsoever, but it's definitely trained me to think outside of the box. I typically don't just have songs that don't have meaning, per se. So, I'm an extremely spiritual person anyway, just naturally. So songwriting comes from that place. Creativity comes from that place. So, I definitely have to give credit to my parents for grounding me in that sort of, tradition. And from there, I just sort of sprouted my own limbs and, became who I am today. So, good stuff.
All right.
All right.
Tell me about this track, Trust.
Oh, I thought you were going to play questions. Did you not get the questions?
Wait, what questions?
No, there's a song questions. I thought you were going to play questions. Okay, never mind. We can do trust.
I didn't get that song.
Oh, you didn't get that one. Okay.
We'll definitely have to do a follow-up pretty soon. And because I've enjoyed talking to you. In fact, I have a project that I think you might be interested in. We're gearing up for our third station compilation album, Idol Compilation Volume 3, which is going to be really exciting because for the first time we actually have a celebrity guest that's going to be appearing on one of the songs on the compilation. So
nice.
So that's going to be exciting. So I'm definitely going to call you after this interview, and we can talk more about that.
Excellent.
Tell me the story behind this song, Trust.
Trust was written out of a real life experience when trust was broken. So, I mean, it's as simple as that gets, you know. Once trust was broken, just kind of how I felt. I wrote it down. We wanted a little funk track, and this is what it came out to.
All right. Let's hear it.
Hey, this song is simply about trust. Listen to the words. It may sound familiar to you. Just trust me, I won't hurt you. You told me the truth and lies. I tried to trust your motive. Feeling inside, tell me run away and hide. I felt my pressure rising. You tried to calm me down. The words you spoke so softly. Turn around, bring me down again.
That's quite a song, really. It's another one of those that, you know, kind of takes you back but catches you off guard at the same time.
Yeah, it's cool. I really enjoy splitting that line between, you know, soul and just sort of a soulful rock. You know, it just comes naturally. It's always come natural, and it's a genre that I don't hear a lot of. I heard I wish I could remember her name, an artist from New York, and I met her in Atlanta, and we met each other like, wow, we're like the same person, except I'm from Tulsa, and she was from New York. I feel like it's a genre that's just sort of a lane that's wide open, you know, in soul and R&B music. Nowadays, you see a lot of artists that are utilizing tracks, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I still do some produced things also, but I'm 90% live music. But I definitely like, you know, the old school soul bands where they were bands. And so I definitely, you know, like that. And then, you know, I definitely like the edginess of it too, because I mean, live, you just have so much more fun with that. You can really get up there and be a rock star. So, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. We're getting ready to wind down on this show. I'm going to give you a call in a few.
Yeah, man.
To our listeners, remember to check out that description, check out Benjay's links. That's all there on there, as well as we got a link to our new Kickstarter profile. We got some really interesting and unique ideas, and if you want to be part of it, we're inviting the fans to join in and being part of making this magical experience happen, as well as a link to our parent website, MSFP Inc. Remember, at MSFP Inc., that's MSFPINC.com, you can check out past and present episodes of this show, Big Stats Idle Hour, as well as hear music by my group, the MSFP Crew, as well as music that I produce. Find out about the MSFP Studios and the MSFP label and all the various projects that I'm involved in. One project that means a great deal to me that's at the bottom of the page there at MSFPinc.com. That's MSFP. INC.com is the Big Stats Cares Foundation. That's right. We're starting a foundation that benefits special needs children through music education. So reach into your hearts and donate. And we'll catch you next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Time to let me upgrade.
How you gonna upgrade me? I'm tired of number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade.
I hear you beat the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't no shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think, they all mad at me, so. You need a real woman in your life. Taking care. Just a compliment to feel. And anything you cop, I could feel.
able to play my part and let you take the lead, bro, believe me. I'll follow, this could be easy. I'll be the help whenever you need me. I see your hustle, with my hustle I can keep you. Focus on your focus, I can feed you. You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of woman still fly. I can help you feel the pure guy.
D-boy who infiltrated all the corporate dudes. They call shots, I call audibles. Shake up the jeweler, bubbles, the rain talk sort of dude. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your fingers like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. The tumors to me, they watching and we just got an Allen hopping off of your mafia coast. Mafioso, oh baby, you ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars, this is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars. I order yours tomorrow, now look at the time I save you. Mama, let me upgrade you.
Just when you think you had it all, big income, collecting cars.
Hermes briefcase, Cartier pot clip, silk line blazer, Diamond Cool facial, CVS cufflinks, six star pin sweep, final let me upgrade you, upgrade you, final let me upgrade you, upgrade you, let me upgrade you, upgrade you, final let me upgrade you.
That was Beyonce with Upgrade You. Make sure to come back tomorrow. We'll be remembering and roasting late great Joan Rivers. And we will be discussing the VMAs. Maybe doing a little fashion police work on the VMAs and just talking about what was going on with the VMAs. So join us tomorrow on our show. We'll catch you next time, I think, in that interview package that we already had our outro. So to quote one of our guests and good friends, Brown, we'll catch you in a minute. Peace.